Kyiv's defenses collapse under layered Russian assault. Russia's second mass bombardment of Kyiv in 4 days killed at least 22 people overnight, with a single damning detail defining the attack. Not one ballistic missile was intercepted. The failure exposed a critical capacity gap in Ukraine's air defense network and sent President Zelensky directly to the NATO summit in Ankara, where he is pressing allies for additional Patriot missile systems and replenished interceptor stocks. The technical picture is straightforward and brutal. Modern Russian strikes typically combine ballistic missiles, which fly steep, high-speed trajectories, with cruise missiles and Shahed drones designed to saturate and exhaust a defender's magazine. When the Patriot system's finite supply of PAC-2 and PAC-3 interceptors is depleted by the first wave, the ballistic missiles that follow face no opposition. This is not a failure of the technology. It is a capacity problem that more launchers and more interceptor rounds would address. The broader toll since the bombardment cycle began stands at least 26 dead across two strikes. When Zelensky enters the Ankara summit room to face NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte and assembled heads of state, he carries that figure alongside a specific request: more Patriots, more ammunition, and a delivery timeline. NATO allies are collectively spending 4% of GDP on defense, a dramatic rise from the struggle to reach 2% just 5 years ago. But Rutte is already pushing for a credible roadmap to 5%, a target that exposes fractures among European governments facing domestic electorates not elected on military expansion platforms. The industrial dimension compounds the diplomatic one. Even a firm commitment to transfer additional Patriot batteries tomorrow would not immediately solve the problem. The interceptor missiles themselves take months to manufacture. Raytheon has expanded production capacity, but it is not unlimited. A launcher with an empty magazine does not protect Kyiv, making the weapons pipeline as much a manufacturing policy question as a foreign policy one. Separately, NATO announced the selection of Saab's GlobalEye aircraft to replace its aging AWACS fleet, a landmark contract for the Swedish firm and a striking symbol of Sweden's rapid integration into the alliance, which it joined in 2024. The alliance also recorded $8 billion in maritime defense deals in a single day at the summit, reflecting renewed emphasis on naval power amid Russia's Black Sea operations and Chinese naval expansion. The GlobalEye aircraft, which provide theater-level battle space awareness, are being procured with the active lessons of Ukraine's war in plain view.